Today's message for Monday, 24th of January, 2022. The topic for today is Be Responsible at All Times. Written by Reverend Oluwamwiawa Okasende. Our memory verses. And Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him, and he made him overseer over his house, and all that he had he put into his hand. Genesis 39 verse 4. It was Winston Churchill, the British Prime Minister from 1940 to 1945, who said, "The price of greatness is responsibility. If you desire greatness, and want a successful and fulfilled life, you must not run away from responsibility. The man that will receive and enjoy what God has packaged for this year must learn to be responsible at all times. To be responsible is to attend conscientiously to your duties or the tasks that fall to your path. That will require a measure of industry. But a lazy person will often shift responsibilities because he cannot supply the hard work and diligence that responsibility demands. To be responsible will also invariably require that you be an on-time person. It is the ability to do the right thing at the right time that makes you responsible. But when you leave undone what you should do in the morning, and then come to face it squarely in the evening, your lack of respect for time will rob you of the value and gains of what you have done. Finally, it takes a servant heart that has been delivered from selfishness to be responsible. If you are always looking for people to serve you and you cannot serve others, you will never be responsible. Everyone who has been willing to serve others genuinely have almost always ended up successful in life, becoming undisputed leaders in their chosen field of endeavor. A biblical figure who fits into all the above is Joseph. His life teaches that whoever goes about life with a sense of responsibility should be marked and encouraged because he is destined for the heights. Though such a one be buffeted with challenges here and there, he will surely overcome. Receive grace today to live responsibly. Further Bible reading. Genesis 39 verse 1 to 23. Exercises. 1. What fresh insights did you gain from the above message? Please write it down in your journal. 2. What would be your prayer points and what are the steps you will take? 3. If you have been blessed by this message, please share it with your friends and loved ones. Thank you. God bless you.